Please allow me the opportunity to give praise where praise is due to the BBC and to the BBC systems and what is considered sometimes to be a very bureaucratic organisation with lots of paperwork. And God knows, as a producer, sometimes that paperwork feels a little onerous. But I've been experiencing this week firsthand the importance and the relevance of every single speck of paperwork that the BBC asks of producers and production companies. I'm involved in a production, Cottonopolis. It's a Red production, and I've been producing and directing it for BBC Radio 4. And what has happened is the subject matter of this particular drama, and let's be honest, drama does reflect real stories, that's the whole point, but it is fiction. But the subject matter of the drama, which deals with a case of women who go missing across the city, in the drama's case in Manchester, and particularly today a body has been found, and very sadly there are echoes of some of the content of the drama in a real story where a woman went missing at the weekend, and sadly two bodies have been found, and the police suspect, so they said in the recent news report, that one of them is this missing woman that went missing on Saturday. Also, you know, some of the news today has been talked about how a taxi driver is involved and is being questioned in relation to the investigation. And in our drama, the focus of tomorrow's episode is a taxi driver who is involved in the fringes of the investigation. So very relevant. And I want to give praise to the compliance system at the BBC, and particularly the compliance editor at Radio 4 and the commissioning editor who have, and the presentation people at Radio 4 who read all the presentation details, because they have been following that story in relation to this drama, thinking about how when the drama goes out, it is then followed by a news bulletin that will feature this real story against the fictional story, and considering how we deal with that in relation to the programme broadcasting and the sensitivity of it, and just being very, very careful to let the audience know exactly what the content is without spoiling the story, and to make everybody aware of the sensitivity. So I'm dealing with staff who, you know, first and foremost, the importance of the job just shines through, and how seriously they take their role and how much they truly, really do consider it. And, you know, I get a tiny glimpse of this with one particular production. And these people work so many hours trying desperately to make sure that that everything is received in the right way. And it's it's quite an honour to be at the end of the system and just see the talent of some of the people that work in the BBC, really, and how much care they take of their roles. And I'd like to say that never again will I complain about the paperwork. When I hear stories about, you know, most people's experience of understanding compliance is the kind of Jonathan Ross, Russell Bland situation, and you never ever hear all those hundreds, probably thousands of cases where good work has been done with the public interest at heart and has made a positive difference and has not caused a story. Praise again to the BBC. We'll see how the real story unfolds and how that affects how we deliver this drama content. But thank you, really. And it has, for me as a producer, changed forever how I will see the paperwork and the respect I have for an organisation who I do a lot of work for.